Hi, Kev. I miss you more than I did from last time, from the last fireside chat. Soon we'll be together again, all of us, in Mitzvah, good health. So I want to talk to you about what's happening right now, about current events. Tonight is Chesed Shebetiferes. We just counted the 15th of the Omer, Chesed Shebetiferes. And chesed means love. And teferis means many things, but the core of teferis is beauty. Teferis means beauty. Chesed teferis means that Hashem planted deep within each and every one of us a natural love for things that are beautiful, for places that are beautiful, for people who are beautiful. It's natural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's so beautiful, that's so beautiful. And each one of us is drawn naturally to that sunset, to that mountain range, to the lake. Each one of us is drawn to the beautiful face of a child and so on. That's the teva, it's the nature of a human being, to love that which is beautiful. Chesed Shebetiferes. And a question that we've spoken about, an Indian that we've spoken about over the years, is what exactly is it that makes something beautiful? What separates it between something that's beautiful and that's not? What is it that makes something beautiful? So of our fathers, everybody knows that Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. And Tiferes, the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, which Chazal say, Shufa the Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov was like the Shufa, was like the beauty of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon contained the entire world within him. That was the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu is chesed, is loving kindness. And Yitzchak Avinu is the opposite, which is gvura, strength, restraint. The two opposite midas. And Yaakov Avinu was the one who had the dream of the ladder. It was stretching from the earth all the way up to the highest heavens. Because Yaakov himself was the ladder. Yaakov himself was the one who was the shiluv, the harmony of those two midas of his father and his grandfather. In Yaakov, the beauty of Yaakov was that everything somehow came together in him. These differences, these opposite polar midas, somehow through the emes of Yaakov, were brought together. And the result of that shiluv of opposites creates a sense of magnificent beauty. If you have a table that's set, let's say for Tu B'Shvat, and all you have on the table are oranges, that's all you have on the table. Fantastic, beautiful, big, nice oranges. But bowl after bowl after bowl of oranges. Or if you have a flower arrangement, and every single flower is the exact same color, the exact same flower. So it might be sweet, but we understand that it doesn't have that beauty of when two opposite or two different or three or four or five or six or seven or different, 1,000, 10,000, 600,000. Different types, each one a different flower, a different fruit, a different face, a different way of thinking, a different way of feeling, a different way of singing, a different way of speaking. When all of those come together, are mishtalev together for one tachlis, for one common purpose, for one common objective. That's beautiful. That's mamash what beauty is. The Shmoneh Begadim, the garments of the Kohen Gadol, all together created covered and tiferes, beauty. The most beautiful of all of us, Hashem is Baruch. Yichamoicha b'ilam Hashem, yichamoicha na'adah b'kodesh, no'ra se'ilas, o'yisei fela, Hashem. On the one hand, your presence is so open to us, it's so clear to us. The world is filled with your glory. Meloichal Arts Kavaidai. Micha Moicha Be'elam Hashem, who is as powerful and as known as you, as revealed as you? But on the other hand, Chazal say Be'elam is also on a deeper level, is hinting to Be'ilamim, who's as silent as you, who's as hidden as you. HaTehila V'atiferes, Naras Tehilas, Naras Sehilas, HaTehila V'atiferes, L'chaya Elamim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is so beautiful. Everything is included in him. Everything comes together in the Ribbono Shel Olam in such a way that no human being could possibly understand. But when he looks at his people, that's us. And as I was talking about last night, about the Pirkei Avos Shmuz, the introduction to Pirkei Avos, the Pasuk in Navi and Yeshayah, Ma'ase Yoda Lehispoer, Kol Yisrael, Yeshlam Chelek Le'olam Haba. Every Jew, all Jews have a Chelek Le'olam Haba. This one, that one, with all of our differences. It says in Pasuk, Neitzim Atai, I planted you, deep, deep, you planted deep in the Avos, in the Imahos. Each one of you has that in common. Each one of us has that in our genes. Ma'ase Yodai Lehispar. Hashem said, I made you, and you're so beautiful. I take such pride in the beautiful work that I've made that's called the Jewish people. Reitzah Hashem ba'amai, yifo'er anovim b'yeshua. Yifo'er anovim, teferis Yisrael. We're such a colorful people. We're such a colorful people. I know that right now, so many are going through Nisyanis, just in our homes, everywhere. Especially if it's B'liayin Hara, a larger family. Everybody's different. It's always amazing to me that from the same parents, the parents themselves are different, but from these two people come out, if people are zeicher to have K'nayin Hara, children, 1, 2, 3, 4, Bez Hashem, children. Not everybody's zeicher. But those who are zeicher know that this one is chesed, this one's gevura. Husband and wife, chesed and gevura. The challenges of being in our beautiful homes with those differences and to be able to see the beauty in those differences and bring together everybody somehow for that one objective, that tachlis of this is a home of Avodas Hashem. That gives nachas of ma'ase yoda lehispar. I once told you, maybe more than once, I told you of something I saw I think it was originally in Yiddish, I don't remember where I read this, but somebody was describing how old Jews used to sit and have a conversation. And the conversation went something like this. These two old friends were sitting together, and Beryl says to Shmerel, you know who I saw the other day? I saw your uncle. And he says, your uncle? Which uncle? He says, you know your uncle. I'm talking about in a little bit. You know your uncle. Your uncle. Your uncle. He says, who's your uncle? Which your uncle? He says, your uncle, you know, he's bent over. He's a hunchback. Your uncle, the hunchback? Your uncle, you know, he has a very crooked nose. Your uncle, the hunchback with a crooked nose. Your uncle, he doesn't have any teeth. Oh, your uncle. A shiny yid. What a beautiful Jew your uncle is. A shiny yid, a beautiful Jew. A shiny yid, a beautiful Jew. We should be zeich to see the beauty in the differences of our children, ourselves, husbands and wives, other Jews who are different. Not to chalila have machlokes, arguments and fights that causes our father terrible, terrible distress when Jews are arguing and fighting, especially in a house. It's hard now. It's very, very hard. It's a big nisayon. to be able to see the shiny yid that's in front of you. So you have a poem. I'm sorry my wife is not here right now to read it. I think she's been busy with one of the grandchildren. So it'll be Michael Mish, she'll come back next time, but I'll read the poem from my favorite poet, Ruth Lewis or Rosenblatt. You have it, you should have it. I sent it along. It's called Their Eyes. Let's read it together. We had to fill in forms for their passports. Eyes, eyes. How shall I answer without telling lies? Faggy's eyes are blue-green glowing jewels. Like those of some exotic princess. Yankees are the palest, dreamy blue, heavenly and remote. Mice's are a deep, dark, midnight blue, shot with gold, stormy with deep, searching thought. Miri's are cool, refreshing ocean blue, full of sympathy and compassion. Shandy's, a very light blue-gray, almost transparent. Aranzev's, bright, royal blue, full of mischief. Ah, well, what does the United States Government Passport Department understand of such things? And besides, there's no room to write all that on the application form. Better just put down blue. Hashem's book should help us to see all of the colors come together and how beautiful they are. They can't possibly be expressed. The beauty of another Jew, the beauty of our children, the beauty of a husband, a wife, of parents, of elderly people, grandparents, the beauty. We could just say blue, but there's so much there. There's so much there. Hashem should help us to see that, and he should see it in us, and we should see it in him. He's being very silent. He's being very quiet now. Something big is going on. We should be zayich, Hashem, that should be with complete chasadim. Chesed should be the fairest, the most beautiful ever, with complete love, and open and revealed miracles. The Gula Hashem Amitis, Remehim Yeremim Amen V'Amen, Ereshav Alechtik and Shamas, Alechtik and Shamas, a good Shamas. I want to give a mazel tov. You know, Elisha Harari put on tefillin this morning, beautiful, we're able to watch. Aryeh Wisnicki, Bar Mitzvah, we shall have simchas together, Bez Hashem, more and more simchas together. Alechtik and Shabbos, all my love.